Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last discussion in this series, Qiyamah, the final reckoning, we spoke about how the rolling up of the sun will take place, the eclipsing of the moon and the falling of the stars. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration of Tirmidhi that whoever wants to visualize the day of resurrection, let him recite and study the surahs, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ, because they give very vivid descriptions. We spoke about how the clouds will serve as a cover between the heavens and the earth, and the skies will turn colors. We spoke about the meaning of Ishar, where Allah says, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, and when the Ishar will be neglected. Either it's the she-camels, which was very beloved to the Arabs, or material possessions in general, or homes that will be desolate, or land that cannot be cultivated, or clouds that will have no water, different interpretations given. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, and when the souls shall be joined with their bodies. Either that's the literal meaning, that the soul will be reunited now with the new body, or it could mean that people of similar beliefs will be grouped together. Now, Muhasibi has given a bit of a description based on the verses from the Quran and the different ahadith. He says, when the number of dead is complete, and the heavens and earth have become empty, devoid of inhabitants, and they become still after they were in motion, there will be nothing to be heard, and there will be no one to be seen. Then Allah, the Eternal, the One, the Unique, the Mighty, the Majestic, He will issue the command for the next blowing. And then your soul will be startled by the cry of the caller, calling all of creation as well as you to stand before Allah. Imagine how this call will sound to you. What effect it will have on you when you realize that you have been called to stand before the absolute sovereign. Your heart will sink. Your hair will turn gray in response to this call. You will be filled with terror when you hear the voice. You will hear the earth opening up above your head. So you will leap up covered with dust from head to toe, standing on your feet in the doom of your grave, staring in the direction of the skull. All other created beings will also get up in the same condition after having been in their graves for a long period of time. They will all start moving about in terror, all equally filled with fear. Imagine yourself naked, humiliated, alone with your grief, your fear and distress, the sound of the footsteps, the voice of the caller, all coming towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All sovereignty will be taken away from the kings of the earth. They will be humbled and brought low. The animals will be brought forth from the fields and mountaintops, hanging their heads in humiliation on the day. They will be humbled. The wild animals will come with humility. The devils will come after being so stubborn and rebellious, fearing the punishment. You'll all be gathered in the place of reckoning. The stars will fall from above them, and the sun and moon will be extinguished, and the earth will become dark because its light will be snuffed out. Imagine the state. The heavens, despite its great size, will start to rotate above your heads, and you will see the horror of that with your own eyes. Then it will split, even though its thickness is as the distance of a 500-year journey. How terrible will the cracking sound be? Then it will be torn apart with the greatest horror. And then you'll see the angels standing on the sides, on the edges of the split. Imagine how terrible it will be when the heaven is rent asunder despite its immense size. Then its Lord will cause it to melt like molten silver mixed with yellow because of the terror of that day. The angels of the first heaven are standing on its edges. They will come down and be gathered on the earth for the reckoning. Then when all the inhabitants of the seven heavens and earth have come, the sun's heat will be multiplied by a factor of 10 years, and it will be brought down near until it is only the distance of a bow or two bows from their heads. There will be no shade for anyone except under the shade of the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everyone will be crowded together, pushing, shoving, their throats parched with thirst, and the heat of the sun combined with the body heat and hot breath of their fellow creatures. Sweat will come pouring out of them until it covers the face of the earth and their own bodies. There is a hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of resurrection, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an unbeliever will be standing in an ocean of his own sweat, halfway up his ears, because he had been standing for so long. So for some it will reach the heels, others the ankles, others right up to the earlobes, depending on their deeds. Some narrations say people will stand for 300 years. Others say for 50,000 years, not eating, drinking, anything. in this state, totally desperate, right, a long period of time. And then the famous narration, people will go to Adam alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to the various anbiya, and each will say, Allah is so angry, we've never known him to be as angry as this. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا. Remember the day when every person will come up pleading for himself, until eventually they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be asked to intercede. He will then stand before Allah and seek permission, and Allah will grant permission. Then he will fall down into sajda and he will praise Allah, and everyone will hear it. Then Allah will say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lift up your hands, ask, intercede, and your intercession will be granted. And at that stage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intercession will be for the reckoning to start. People will be in such a bad condition that they will be desperate for the reckoning to start, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intercession in that regard will be accepted. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.